Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, we all probably heard of the abductions of the three young boys that had taken place. And when you hear of an incident of this nature, you think of Yaqub alayhi salam, whose son Yusuf alayhi salam was around the same age and he was abducted from his father. And here you have these three young boys and they have been abducted and they have been kidnapped. Let us look at Yaqub alayhi salam. How did he react to the abduction? And how we should react and how we should respond. Firstly, the first thing he did when he received the news that Yusuf alayhi salam has been abducted, first thing he did is he said, Wallahu al-musta'an. He turned to Allah. He said, Allah is the source of assistance and help. Elsewhere, what did he say? Ashku batti wa huzni ila Allah. He surrendered himself and he turned to Allah. So the first port of call is to make dua. We might not know them, we might not know the family, but spare a dua. That does not stop you from making dua for those youngsters and the safety of their return. And in fact, this dua is readily answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَعْوَةُ الْمُسْلِمْ لِأَخِيهِ عَنْ ظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ مُسْتَجَابًا. The dua that you make in the absence of another Muslim, that dua is readily answered by Allah, because that's a sincere dua. You don't even know them, but they are Muslims and they belong to your family as an ummah. Make dua for them. Take their names and make dua for each one of them. Number one. Number two, Yaqub alayhi salam remained hopeful, optimistic and positive. He says, Asa, he used Asa, ayyatiyani Allahu bihim jami'ah. Asa is used in Arabic to, it's known as a word that denotes optimism and hope and inspired hope. So he remained hopeful right up to the end. La tayasu min rawhillah. He told his family, don't ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah. So he remained hopeful, optimistic and positive. Never should those around the family or anyone else be negative. There were people who were negative around Yaqub alayhi salam and they made some remarks to him. إِنَّكَ فِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. And they made these type of remarks. They were negative. So those around the family should be very supportive and positive and hopeful in their advice. And then Yaqub alayhi salam, he used whatever means were at his disposal. And he said, he sent out a search party as well. So whatever means are there also, we make use of that means. And what did he say to his brother, to his son? يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا وَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفُ أَخِي. Go and investigate and search and try and find Yusuf alayhi salam. So the means must also be adopted to recover them. Then let us give sadaqah out on their behalf with a specific niyyah and intention. The names are out there. Take their names. O Allah, through this charity, bring these young children back home safely with afiyah. Make that niyyah and make that intention. And one last point is that never spread unverified information. There's a lot of information. Never spread and forward and broadcast any unverified information regarding them. And lastly, brothers, one last piece of advice for myself and everyone else. Whenever we send off our children in the morning to school or dropping them off at school, our children or grandchildren, recite the dua that Yaqub alayhi salam recited when he sent his sons off. What was the dua? Sallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. As you send your kids off and as you're dropping them off at school, recite the dua about Christ, follow it up with durood and salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will keep them in his divine protection. May Allah grant us understanding.